We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So I'm so excited. Yesterday, I got my car back.
Oh, you did?
Yes. My car has been in the shop for over 3 weeks.
Oh, my.
And
let's point out, you haven't had it very long.
No, I got it last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the second time that it has been in the shop for a major, major issue.
First time the transmission went out, right?
Yes, and it needed a new transmission.
Yeah,
I'm so thankful because we bought it used, mm-hmm. and I'm so thankful that we got the warranty. So this time, 3 weeks. And that wasn't because they, you know, I mean, these people in this shop have taken such good care of me. I am so impressed with them and I'm so happy with their service.
And we're not going to say it is a professional shop. It's not like some dude has a garage at his house,
right?
Which many of those are quite quality.
Yeah.
But this is a modern vehicle that has modern issues. So you had to take it to a very modern garage.
Well, yes. And because of the warranty that
right.
needed to be done there. And so they have been so good to me. And so the problem was the parts. You know, you have to go through the warranty process and then you have to wait for parts. And some of the parts that my car needed were not available because of,
literally
they're not being produced right now. One of them specifically is not being made. And so they had to get an aftermarket one. And so anyway, I go pick up the car yesterday. I'm so excited to have my car back. And I'd been borrowing one of my parents' vehicles. And so we bring their car back to them last night and we're on our way home and use the blinker. And I was like, it was almost dark. And so I look and I was like, what? Why is that different? What is wrong? It's a white light that's flashing. Are those our headlights that are flashing? And so we turn onto the street and there's a car that flashes its lights at us as if we're flashing our lights at them. And I was like, what is going on? So we get home and test it and my fog lights are now my blinkers and my blinkers are now my fog lights.
Well, that's handy.
I don't even understand how this happens. And all I could do is laugh because I'm being quite honest. I have cried because of all the issues that I've had with this car.
I've tried to talk you off the ledge a couple of times.
I have literally been in tears because it has been one thing after another since I got this car. But this one, all I could do was laugh. I was like, what even? Like, they weren't even working on that. I don't know how some wire got crossed. So now, on my way to work this morning, you know, it's dark. And so every time I turn my blinkers on, I was like, there goes my lights. They're just flashing. And people probably think, what is wrong with her? Those are fog lights. Maybe nobody notices. But the first people we came across last night on our way home, flashing their lights at us, like, why are you flashing your lights at me? Okay. So, yes, all I can do is laugh.
Coming up, we'll have the Wallflowers one headlight in honor of Trisha. Hey, it's Brian and Trisha. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys sound so professional.
Well, we try.
Almost like we get paid to do this or something.
Exactly. Hey, I know what's wrong with your car.
What is it?
It's low on blinker fluid.
I have told that to people and they believe it and it's like, oh. Pretty soon she's going to have to put summer air in her tires.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly. No, I thought you'd get kicked out.